How do we begin thanking God for every good gift in our lives? How can we even count His blessings? We start by lifting our hearts and voices to the Lord.
Prayer is rising. Prayer is rising. Prayer is rising. Rising to You. Lord, we come with thanks.
Lord, we come with thanks.
To the throne of grace.
To the throne of grace.
As we enter in.
As we enter in.
We repent of sin.
We repent of sin.
We are Your children, You see every need. We're sending up a prayer, for we believe.
Prayer is rising, prayer is rising, prayer is rising to You. Burdens lifting, praise us.
Lord, we come with thanks.
To the throne of grace.
To the throne of grace.
As we enter in.
As we enter in.
We repent of sin.
We repent of sin.
We are Your children, You see every.
Because of God's great love, He created the world and all of its wonders. He breathed His life into our lungs and His love into our hearts. James, the brother of Christ, writes, Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. God is the source of every blessing, every gift, every talent, every good thing. But even though He looked at the world and proclaimed it good, all of us turned away from God's plan and purpose for our lives. Rather than giving us the judgment we deserve, Jesus, God's Son, stepped into our shoes and took our punishment upon the cross. The Apostle Paul writes, "He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things?" No wonder our hearts cry out in thanks.
Give thanks to God, for He is good.
His love endures forever.
Give praise to Him, the Lord of lords.
His love endures forever. He spread the earth and sea and sky. He filled them all with light and life. May God alone be lifted high. His love.
Good.
His love endures forever.
He brought us out from sin and death.
His love endures forever. He stood and stretched His mighty hand. He bowed Himself, became a man. A God that only love could spend. His love endures forever.
Maybe you're not feeling particularly thankful right now. Maybe your health is failing or your finances are in shambles. Maybe you've been betrayed by an enemy, or worse, by a friend. God knows. Jesus understands. And He is with you.
Thank you.
Thank God in the midst of our sufferings. We're confessing His Lordship and casting ourselves utterly upon Him. For there's no safer place to be than hidden in His arms. That's why the Apostle Paul writes, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
Great giving God, giving God, we need you more.
Oh,
we need you more.
Oh, we need you.
Lift up our heads, open our eyes, we need you more. We need you more. Lift up our heads, open our eyes. We need you more. We need you more. Lift up our heads, open.
Lord, we bring our thanksgiving to you today, first because of who you are, then because of what you've done. We remember your mercy and grace. We will not forget your faithfulness and love.